Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Detectives from the Eureka Police Department are investigating a homicide that occurred sometime in the early morning hours on Sunday. Eureka Police were called to the parking lot of the Royal Inn on 5th Street after receiving a report of an injured man, 33-year-old Eureka resident Joshua Burrell. Burrell was transported to the hospital and later died as a result of those injuries. Police are searching for a white or Hispanic male, 20 to 30 years of age, between 5'5" and 5'10". Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP team made 5 arrests on Thursday at a motel in the 1400 block of 4th Street in Eureka after receiving numerous complaints regarding drug trafficking. Detectives arrived on scene and immediately contacted 51-year-old Paul McElroy, who was walking away from a motel room. Inside the room, they located 37-year-old Roscoe Riedel, and a search of the room turned up about 7 grams of heroin, illegally possessed prescription medications, 110 grams of processed marijuana, scales, and packaging materials. McElroy and Riedel were arrested and booked on outstanding warrants and drug possession charges. Detectives then visited a second room and located 62-year-old LeVar Erickson, 37-year-old Jodine Aubrey, and 24-year-old Regina Silk. A search of the room turned up 12.7 grams of methamphetamine, a syringe full of heroin, and 426 grams of marijuana. Erickson, Aubrey, and Silk were arrested and booked into jail. The EPA announced today that it has awarded a $1.3 million grant to the Yurok Tribe in Klamath under its Performance Partnership Grant Program. The money will be used to control water pollution, enhance their wetlands preservation and restoration program, and conduct community outreach and education. The grant will help fund tribal efforts to protect and preserve the environment for 2 years. Travelers through southern Humboldt County and northern Mendocino County should be aware that State Route 254, the Avenue of the Giants, will be closed this week just south of Hidden Springs Campground. Work crews will be on site to repair 2 drainage pipes that cross the roadway. Businesses in both Miranda and Myers Flat will remain open, and pedestrians will be able to access Redwood State Park both to the north and south of the road closure. The roadway will be open on the weekends, but there will be no through traffic during weekdays due to the road work. The work is scheduled to be completed by Friday afternoon. St. Joseph's Hospital announced over the weekend that Jan Burke, a registered nurse with 14 years of experience in maternal health, has been named the director of the hospital's childbirth care center. Burke comes to Eureka from Riverside County, where she was a manager of maternal health and was a hospital White House supervisor at a medical center. The Childbirth Care Center at St. Joseph's has the only Level 2 neonatal intensive care unit on the North Coast, which provides special care for premature and sick infants. On Friday, Arcata police arrested 54-year-old Eureka resident Keith Kakugawa at his home, and he was booked into county jail on sexual assault charges. The arrest arose from an investigation by Arcata police, who responded to a report of sexual assault at a residence in Arcata early Friday morning. That led to the identification of Kakugawa as the suspect, and he will face at least 4 charges, including rape, false imprisonment, and battery. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. And now it's time for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to buy local campaigns and what effect they have on local economies. Rural communities up and down the north coast of California and the southern coast of Oregon are bolstered by locally owned businesses. Buying local means keeping money circulating through the local economy, as President and CEO of Redwood Capital Bank in Eureka, John Dalby, explains.
I could try and make the argument that I'm going to save X number of dollars because I bought on the internet rather than buying from a local business, but the impact of those additional monies, if I spend them, is not going to be as great.
Dalby also points out that buying local means reinvesting in the community.
And so if dollars are spent locally, and you're talking about ownership of the store, there's not only the money that's spent locally, but if the store ownership is local, then the profits stay here. And those profits then are turned into purchases of goods and services throughout the county.
Buying local is more than a feel-good campaign. It's the foundation of strong economies in our communities. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.